Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Trevang, and your boy Taz, whichever one you call me. We are back with the Intro Dallas podcast. This is the first show of the new year, and it's going to be short. I just wanted to talk about something that I recently heard about, and you know, we share ideals and views of different things that go on in the world. So I wanted to share my view on what's going on with the part of the Build Back Better plan that had to do with free community college. I think it was up to 4 years, 5 years, $25 billion or something. Those numbers could be off, but getting into the story of it all, Jill Biden done an interview basically saying that she was disappointed that that particular part of the bill was done away with. Of course, we'll probably never have a reason or probably never hear a reason, but just to know that it was done away with, you know, it's, for me, it's a discouraging situation because a lot of the time we complain about people not having jobs or not being educated or not being able to do certain things. But whenever the avenue is created and presented to make a difference, it's knocked down. Just in case you hear noise in the background, I am on my way to work. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit while I was driving. Think about it like this. What better way to boost the economy or boost jobs or boost homeless or not boost homelessness, but create a way for people to make money so that they don't be homeless or hungry or have to do things that they don't want to do by allowing them to go to school? Me personally, I believe that there are a lot of people that want to go to school, that want that education, that want that degree so that they can accomplish certain things. But when you look at it, you think about it, it's high as hell. And a lot of people that want to go to school can't necessarily get a loan. And a lot of people know that if they get a loan, that payback for the loan, 9 out of 10, that's going to fall on their credit. So that's another reason why they say, no, it's a good idea, but. But that was an avenue created to say, you can go to school and be successful. All you have to do, America, government, Senate, whoever had to pass the bill, all you have to do is pass this bill and you'll be able to see in years to come why this bill with the Build Back Better plan was as important as it was. I don't necessarily mean this across the board because everyone probably don't have this mindset, but sit back and look and watch what happens because people can't afford it. People can't afford to go to school. They can't afford to get the degree or whatever, and they lose the desire. Some people that are doing things that are not necessarily outstanding or whatever, it's because situations have caused them to become disappointed or discouraged because what I want to do, what I know I can do, I'm unable to because I don't have the tools to do it. One of the biggest tools needed to succeed in life in America right now is an education. Let me say it again. One of the biggest tools needed right now to succeed in America is education. Why you say that, Troy? Why you say that, Trevang? Why you say that, Taz? Because some jobs won't even hire you without a degree. Like, you can have the know-how of how to do everything this job calls for. You can literally sit down in a room and show the CEO or show the supervisor or show the hiring manager exactly what to do and be 100% right. But because you don't have that education, you don't have that degree to go behind it, you're not going to get it. So I continue to put us in positions to where we have to fight. Listen, we have to fight just to be able to make a way. African American community, Black and Latino, whatever, we are put in positions. Like, I believe this bill or this part of the bill was put in position to produce something that would have changed the world, pretty much. Not only would it have changed the world, but it would have changed the way people view themselves and view opportunities and cause them to do something different, cause them to believe in themselves. Because I watch a lot of the TV commercial promotions for these online colleges, and whenever the people who were in school, they get their degrees in the mail, and they're crying and they're excited. Their families and friends are all around them, and they're celebrating. It's something because I guess at one time they never saw themselves succeeding, because it was almost impossible because of whatever the situation was. There's a lot of people who may see it impossible, who may not see themselves succeeding in the area of their life that they know they can, because they don't have the avenue to do it. They don't have the money to do it. And I know a lot of people would probably disagree with me, and it's cool. If you want to disagree, do me a favor. Go on the Facebook page, the Intro Dallas. This will be posted on there. You can comment under there. But a lot of people, you know, they get discouraged and they give up. I got discouraged and I gave up, because the what I knew I could do and what it took to get there, I didn't have it. I think that it's a bad situation for everybody. It's a bad situation for everybody. I wish that there was some kind of way that they would turn the page back and make it happen. Because there are a lot of people who would benefit from a free community college. We're not even asking you to send us to HBCU. We're not asking you to send us to Yale. We're not asking you to send us to Harvard. Say like they do, Harvard. Hampton. Grambling, HBCU, whatever. We just want to go to community college. We want an education, and we know we can't afford the big college. So give us a way, or the big university. So just give us an opportunity. I believe that's what that bill was about to do. And because of whatever, it's no longer. I think it sucks, but who am I, right? I know who I am, and I know whose I am. Let me know what you think about this whole situation. Like I said, this is going to be posted on our Facebook page. You can find us at The Intro Dallas Podcast. Let me know what you think. I'll let you later. Hey, what's good? Look, if you know me, or if you've known me for any period of time, you know my first love is music. Guess what? I have some good music out right now on all platforms. Neo soul and R&B. You can find me at I Am Trevane. That's I Am T-R-E-V-A-Y-N-E. Check out my latest song entitled No One But You. Again, that's on all major platforms. You can find it on Apple Music. You can find it on Spotify. You can even find us on YouTube Music. Do me a favor, stream now. If you go to the YouTube page, please do me a favor and follow, subscribe. On YouTube, it's simple. I Am Trevane. Again, that's I Am T-R-E-V-A-Y-N-E.